here with just a few minutes of Overdrive. This is Mike Adams filling in today for Alex Jones. I wanted to just take a little bit of time here because there's so many issues we did not have a chance to cover. But wow, what a show. What a show today. I don't know what you think about it, but I thought we had some great guests, some great information that got shared out there with the public. You know, look, things are changing. The transformation is upon us. The global police state is getting desperate to try to shut down free speech precisely because this kind of information is coming out. The truth about the drug industry is coming out. It's complete fraud. It is just a system of kickbacks and payoffs and corruption with everybody on the take. As long as they make their money, they're willing to sacrifice the health of some child who's going to go into a seizure and be paralyzed or dead from a vaccine. They don't care. As long as they make their money and they can buy their Mercedes and they can get their fancy house, they don't care what happens to you and your children, all right? That's what we're dealing with here. It is an evil, kind of destructive, almost an infestation of the human spirit that has happened with these people. They've been taken over by, I mean, almost literally demonic forces of some kind. It's that bad. I mean, who on earth would sacrifice the health of children or senior citizens just so they can make an extra buck selling another few billion dollars worth of pharmaceuticals and vaccines? Who would do that? I hope you wouldn't do that. I would never do that. I think most listeners to the Alex Jones Show would not do that because you have ethics, because you have a heart, because you have, you know there is eternal judgment on your actions in this life, right? You know there's going to be a record. A record is kept of everything you do, and you will be held to account for it. Well, let's get to some other stories here. This is by Kurt Nimmo up on Infowars.com right now. Iran accuses U.S. of using weather weapons. I wanted to get to this during the show, but this is fascinating. And Iran is right now experiencing its worst drought since 1964. Now, here's the other thought on this. If the U.S. has these weather weapons, is it using them against the U.S. heartland right now to destroy the corn supply, the food supply? It's being crushed by about 60%, maybe 70%, could be even worse before this is over. So are they being used against the domestic population and the farmers in America today? Maybe so. I don't know. Maybe that's another show. Let me go to this one. A business leader is hit back at Obama after he says the wealthy aren't responsible for their own success. Remember this? Remember this quote from, what was it, just yesterday or 2 days ago? Obama said during a speech, if you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. I can't tell you how offensive this statement is, how detached from reality it is, how ignorant of basic economic fundamentals this is. To claim that business owners and innovators and the people that put in the hours, the long hours, like I see people putting in hours around here. You know, Alex Jones built this network. I built up Natural News. Alex Jones built up InfoWars. All the other innovators out there have built up their businesses. For Obama to come along and say that we didn't do that, that's absurd. It's offensive. It is ignorant. It is detached from reality. I just can't tell you how offensive that is. And even Rush Limbaugh then accused the president of, quote, destroying the American dream. I don't agree with Rush Limbaugh on a lot of things, but on this one, he's right. This is Obama destroying the American dream. What is this? This weird sickness, this psychosis among the communists who think that society gives you everything, that the individual isn't responsible for your own outcome, your own success or failure. That is a communist manifesto type of belief system, and it is un-American. It is anti-American to say that business leaders aren't responsible for their own success. That is so offensive. It's the small business owners that generate, that create the jobs for 90% of Americans. That's a fact you can't argue with, even if you're the president. In any case, I enjoy sharing this info with you today. Thanks for your support. Thanks for allowing me to come on and just basically be part of the InfoWar. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sharing my thoughts with you today. Hope to be back in the future. Until then, take care and keep fighting the InfoWar.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Tuesday, July 17th, we are continuing here. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sitting in for Alex today. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com. You probably know that. And Alex, of course, infowars.com, where you can find articles on all these topics that we are discussing today. A huge show straight ahead. In fact, there's so much here. We've got military gun confiscation of U.S. citizens. That issue is high on the radar right now. We're going to discuss the Law of the Sea Treaty. Reports are that it is now dead because the U.S. Senate will not ratify it at this point. But if the U.N. passes it, could the executive branch, Obama in particular, bypass Congress and go ahead and say that guns should be confiscated from all law-abiding Americans? I'm talking about legal guns, guns that people bought with the FBI background checks, with concealed weapons permits, with ATF approval, Form 4 equipment, for example, all legal, but it could all be confiscated. Now, we've got much more coming up, but I want to give a shout out. If there was a caller at the end of the show yesterday, a military, active duty military or former active duty, Chris from Oklahoma, called in, and he had an astonishing story about gun confiscation in New Orleans. He and his teammates, fellow soldiers going in and doing very aggressive, kicking in doors, arresting people, taking their guns. I want to ask him to call back in. We're going to open up the phone lines and see if he's listening, want him to call back in, have him back on. Otherwise, if other people who have been in the military and who are involved, who were involved in gun confiscation drills or actual missions, we would invite them to call in as well. We'll be taking your calls later on in the show. We've got G. Edward Griffin coming up at the bottom of the hour with some additional information in all this realm of global control of the situation. But first, we're going to introduce a video compilation. For those of you who don't believe what we're talking about, that this kind of gun confiscation is actually going on in America, Rob Dew and the InfoWars Nightly News crew put together a video compilation that will blow your mind. And this includes some clips from the call yesterday with Chris from Oklahoma, plus some mainstream news footage that actually shows this going on, kicking in doors, screaming at innocent citizens, taking their guns and leaving them wide open to violent crime in their areas hit by natural disasters. We're going to go to that video clip right now, and then we'll be right back after that. Take a look.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, go home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
Let's go to Chris in Oklahoma. Chris, you're on the air on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Hells Ranger. How's it been?
Good. It's good here, man. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I was with the 45th Infantry Brigade and Delta Company, 1st of the 279, 2nd Platoon. During Hurricane Katrina, I'm kind of calling in on yesterday's subject. I'm sorry about that.
It's all right.
But, I've always wanted to get a hold of you guys and kind of get the word out there for those that still have that slight hesitation in the back of their head that gun confiscation can't and won't happen here. It already has. And I was only 21 years old, just really gung-ho, really dedicated to the Army, especially to the infantry. And I did whatever I was told.
And what did they ask you to do?
The first thing we did was we got a book full of 3-week-old 911 phone calls, right? And then we had to go around and answering all the phone calls. So we were like cadaver dogs for about 3 weeks. And in between them, we would run night missions. And here's the thing. A lot of people may think that they'll see this on the news or they'll have time to get ready when the crap hits the fan or whatever. It's just, it's a truck. You know what I mean? It's a group of trucks. They pull up, they stack right on your home as we did, and we broke entry. Yeah, we would yell out, Oklahoma Army National Guard, is anybody in need of assistance? But that's as we were booting in the door.
But wait a minute. It sounds like you weren't part of the Oklahoma National Guard. I mean, you were U.S. military.
Yeah, I was activated. I think about a week after Katrina, I was watching it on the news, and Sheriff Tomiko of Fox 23 told me before my unit even got a hold of me that I was going to New Orleans.
So we got
sent in, and we were the very very first boots on the ground, Alpha Company.
And you were confiscating firearms.
Left and right, yes. And we were also monitoring the New Orleans police because we kept having, like, you know, like the first day we had this little beautiful redheaded lady come up.
All right, wait a minute. We're almost out of time. Will you stay on the line for us, please? I want to continue with you on the other side. Stay on the line with us. This is fascinating. We're going to continue this right here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do. Somebody pops around the corner,
let me shoot an American.
Yeah.
We have Chris on the line from Oklahoma relating a story about gun confiscation in New Orleans and that entire region following Hurricane Katrina several years ago. And Chris, go ahead. You were saying, you were describing how you and your team were kicking in doors and confiscating firearms from people. Did anybody resist? Did anybody ever shoot back? What happened?
Well, we had a couple of people resist verbally, and they got stuffed and cuffed very violently. We throw them in the back of the 5-ton or the deuce and a half or whatever, and then we take them out to the Greyhound bus station, which was the police station at the time. Before we came up, or before the break, I think it was like the second day we were there, this redheaded lady came up to our platoon's area, and she sat, or to our company area, she sat on the curb with her knees in her chest, just rocking back and forth, crying. crying uncontrollably. She sat there for almost 27 hours, just refused to move. We talked to her, we did everything we could, just didn't want to, you know. You could tell she'd been through enough. She'd been repeatedly raped by men in NOPD masks and NOPD uniforms.
Oh, you're kidding me.
So we were told, you know, at that point we were told the NOPD obviously isn't our friend. We need to start watching them. The FBI had us out there at Cooter Brown, which is the NOPD Sheriff's Brother's Bar. It's like the big cop bar there in New Orleans.
Just so people know, NOPD is New Orleans Police Department, just for people who know.
Yeah, definitely. Or it's not the police department.
So a lot of those cops were then just total rogue. I mean, we saw a video of some of them going in and looting retail stores and things like that, but they were raping women down there?
Definitely, raping women. They were. We got two separate women that came to our company alone, and when I was there, I met cats from the California Guardian, Indian Guardian, and everybody was. It was just a free-for-all. Police from all over the country, Dallas County, Dallas, Texas Sheriff's down there.
But how did you and your team justify to yourselves and each other that gun confiscation would help this situation when it was a free-for-all? I mean, isn't that a time when citizens need to be able to defend themselves?
It never, you know, like I said, I was just ignorant as hell. And that's kind of something that I worry about with the kids today, you know, if they really realize what they're doing. You know, I had no idea. The only time it ever occurred to me that something may be wrong is we came up, we were down by the old French district. We came up to this man's house. He had a big wooden sign that says, "I'm here alone with my dog and my shotgun. Looters beware." We thought, you know, it's funny. Everyone stopped and took pictures of the sign. But eventually we took his guns.
Jeez.
And we left him there with nothing.
So now that you know what you know, now that you're listening to the Alex Jones Show and you're informed, what would you advise people to do if this happens again?
Well, I called. I mean, no offense. I mean, Mike Rowe would love everything you do. I'm a big fan of the Health Ranger, but I was hoping to get a hold of Alex for the fact that what do you do when they stack right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're prepped to come into the home. There's no negotiating with us. Trust me. There was no negotiating.
Yeah.
If you resisted, you died. That were the orders. You go for a gun or you die.
Yeah, but well, I mean, this is invaluable information. I apologize. We only have a limited time here. I got to let you go. Just we've got so much more coming up here. But fascinating. I hope you call back and get to Alex as well. You know, I'll pass on this conversation to Alex and let him know, but that's some frightening information, and it's, I just hope that the military, that the members of the military say no, they refuse to engage in gun confiscation, because no doubt there could be outbreaks of violence and a lot of needless death and bloodshed if that happens. But thank you for your call, Chris. That's very concerning.
It was traumatic. All of a sudden, they were banging on the front door, the side door, and the back door. And they said, "Let us in." I'm saying, "Look at all my food. I got plenty of food." They kept pushing me back, and ended up like this.
Then, Patty showed them a small revolver she was carefully holding in the palm of her hand. A camera crew was there to capture what unfolded next.
I said, "It's not even loaded." And I dropped it on the floor.
You got a gun.
Well, they punched me in the face. Look at my black and blue marks. Look at...
You say guns will be taken. No one.
Okay, wow, there you go. The footage, a compilation from InfoWars Nightly News, put together from mainstream media sources, plus our interview yesterday with Chris from Oklahoma, who we want to encourage to call back in at 1-800-259-9231. Plus, we're going to be taking calls later during the show. And by the way, I am just emotionally hit by all this as well. When you see this going on, that woman that they just showed... just had a revolver to protect herself from looters or home invasion, and they punch her in the face, they throw her against the wall, and take her gun and leave her there defenseless in a situation where the looters are running rampant. This is America? I mean, it is. This is Chicago. This is New York. This is everywhere that the citizens are being left defenseless, and the murder rate is soaring even without a natural disaster, even without some kind of a false flag attack going on. Imagine what's going to happen when it really hits the fan. Much more straight ahead. Stay with us on the Alex Jones Show.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait, call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
All right, Info Warriors, start your engines. We've got a document for you to go out and search if you're not already familiar with it. It's called the State Department Publication 7277. You got that? 7277. Alex talked about that on the Sunday show. And this is the complete disarmament of the world laid out point by point. This is a strategy. It's called Freedom from War, and it goes back to September of 1961. And it is upon this document that the current discussions of the United Nations and its treaty for small arms, disarmament, registration, confiscation, and so on is based. So this has been an agenda going on for a very long time. The truth is, look, no matter what you think about your neighbor owning a firearm or you owning one, the point is the United States Second Amendment is unique
in all the world, just like the Bill of Rights, as a sacred, almost a divinely inspired document, is unique in the world. And they want to destroy it. The globalists want to destroy the Bill of Rights, and Obama's doing a good job for them. Really, really obedient puppet to get that job done. And, of course, there are other puppets standing in line to do it for them, but they're trying to destroy every right, every freedom, every liberty that we have in America today. Now, we opened up the phone lines for callers who were engaged in the military or even National Guard would also qualify to who were engaged in gun confiscation. And we want to invite them to call in. The number is 800-259-9231. We also want to give a shout out to Chris from Oklahoma. If he's listening today, to go ahead and call in and tell us more details about what took place there. And just a quick heads up, G. Edward Griffin is joining us very soon in a few minutes. I'm going to ask him questions about gun confiscation. And then we've got a big whistleblower who was inside GlaxoSmithKline who's joining us at the bottom of the next hour, about an hour from now, with incredible details about bribery of physicians, off-label marketing, violations of law, fraud, you name it. It's a big breaking story right here on the Alex Jones Show. Now, I want to go to a caller right now because of the video we just played that last segment. We've got Charles in Louisiana joining us. You're on the air, Charles. Go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I was reporting every day. I was from New Orleans to Alex on a show.
Yes.
I was down there. But let me explain something to you. When they would take the guns away from the people, they wouldn't go back in the Ninth Ward because they would fight. And they would run the police out. Then they would come at night and rape the women and knowing they didn't have guns.
Right.
Do you understand what I mean? And the police, they were busy. They were busy robbing the jewelry stores. That's right. The police was doing that. I've seen this. And the men was nothing. And all these men talk all this bad stuff. They were shaking when they come there. But the main thing is, after they took them guns, they made themselves victims for the thugs that come up there. They would just come into a house and take what they wanted, take food or jewelry. And I'm gonna tell you something. I don't know where the men are at, but giving these guns up, it's going to be the most awful thing you ever had.
This is an important point, Charles, is that if you, sorry to interrupt you, but if you give up your guns now, you can expect to be that's going to be followed up by police department or other people. And by the way, I don't want to say, I mean, not all cops are bad. I know a lot of law enforcement, mostly they're good people, they wouldn't engage in this kind of behavior. But in New Orleans, now we're hearing it from so many places again and again, they went back and they raped those women and they broke into the houses and they stole the jewelry, like you were just saying. It happened, and it's time to get out of denial and realize what happens when you give up your Second Amendment in this country. Go ahead, Charles.
Innocent people on a bridge just trying to cross the bridge. I reported that to Alex as soon as that happened. They just shut
it
down like dogs, huh? We were there.
Yeah, I recognize your voice. I remember you calling in.
They shut them down like dogs. And that woman in the Irish Channel, they broke her jaw, beat up. She just come with a Bible and a revolver. And I tell you another thing is, the military, I have no respect after the military, what they did to women. Show me your breath for some water. So show me you're not thirsty. And the police, it was so bad. But they're going to take off the military. They're going to take the guns away from them and the police, too. And I told them that. They're going to take your guns away. And then you get, now what they're going to do when they take their guns away? They're going to want to be friends with us?
And now also remember then, none of those police were ever brought up on charges who engaged in that. They got away with it because the people were disarmed. They couldn't fight back. It was a chaotic type of situation. I mean, isn't that the time when citizens and neighborhoods and communities need to have a common lawful defense against looters, against lawlessness, against violent criminals? That's the time when you need to band together with your neighbors in a common defense with legal and lawful firearms. That's the point of having those tools of protection and defense. This is really okay. We've got more callers on the line, a lot more straight ahead. But thank you, Charles, for calling in, and stay with us. We'll be right back with a lot more straight ahead right here. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me lay it out for you here. The big issues of the day, we're talking about the gun confiscation that really took place, that it's already part of American history, took place in New Orleans. It's on the record. We just showed you the video clips. I mean, some of those were mainstream media video clips. We've got people, witnesses firsthand. You just heard a caller, Charles, who called in, who has actually called in many times in the past, telling us firsthand what he witnessed taking place, the most heinous crimes. The big picture here, and by the way, we've got G. Edward Griffin on the line. We're going to be joining him in just a second. We've also got callers on the line. We're going to get to you, so please stay on the line. James in Tennessee with law enforcement. Joe from Georgia and Tango from Georgia also. So please stay on the line. We'll get to you. The big picture here is, look, I know that Alex and myself both would rather be here talking about the spiritual connection with the creative forces of the universe, the creativity and the beauty of the world and human achievement and positive outcomes for the future of humanity. We would rather focus on that. But the truth is, when you've got gun confiscation taking place, when you've got an oppressive a world government that's trying to take away your liberties, then you have to pay attention to that, because you are not going to solve that problem by sitting in a room, let's say, and just meditating.
You know, the gun confiscation, the Federal Reserve, the printing of currency, the stealing of your economic prosperity, the taking away of your rights, these things are real. And even though we don't want to dwell on them because we don't want to stay in that area, we do have to beat them. We have to achieve victory as info warriors, as defenders of liberty and life and love and truth and all that is good in the world and even in the universe. I mean, we have to defeat tyranny if we hope to move on and actually achieve something great as a human civilization. And that's why we do this. So I don't want to dwell in the negative, but we have to be realistic about what's out there. And this is going on. You know, Obamacare is forcing you to do business with monopolized criminal pharmaceutical organizations. It's in your face. The gun confiscation is really happening. The NOPD really did go out there and rape women after taking the guns away from the families so they were defenseless. So it's real. We can't live in denial if we hope to achieve greatness. We have to beat the tyrants. We have to restore liberty. And that's the only way that we can actually achieve greatness as human civilization and protect the future for our own children and grandchildren as well. Now, with more comments on that, big picture view is, of course, Ed Griffin. He is really one of the pioneers of the Liberty Movement. RealityZone.com is one of his websites. He joins us now by phone with his comments on what's happening in the world today. Ed, thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. What's on your mind today?
Well, thanks a lot, Mike, for inviting me. What's on my mind? Well, I feel rather schizophrenic this morning. Everything at once is all on my mind. Somewhat like you, I appreciated your comments that we would rather focus on the more pleasant aspects of life, but the reality is in your face, as you said. Good analogy. While you were saying that, it reminded me of the fellow that was in on death row in prison, and he was sentenced to be electrocuted in the morning, or hung, let's just say hung, and you know, he wasn't very happy about the idea. He was in his cell, he was dejected, this was the end of his life and everything. And the guy in the cell across the way said, what's the matter? Why are you looking so dejected? And he said, well, I'm going to die here in a few hours. They're going to hang me. And so the other fellow said, well, look at the bright side. You still have your health.
Yeah. Oh, my, little gallows humor there.
Well, that's kind of how I feel, because sometimes people say, oh, you're so negative. You're always talking about these bad things. Why don't you look at the bright side, you know?
And you know, I'm so tired of hearing that from people. It's like, what, if your neighbor's house is burning down, you shouldn't tell them?
Right.
You shouldn't call 911? Just let it burn down. Don't be negative. Don't tell the truth about something bad happening.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's ridiculous.
I call it the Jiminy Cricket mentality. You know, the song, If You Wish Upon a Star, no matter where you are, it'll all come true if you just wish. And we kind of teach that to kids, that if you're good and you're pure and your intentions are correct and, you know, everything will work out just fine because you're good. Well, the fact of the matter is we live in a world where there are a lot of people who are not so good. And as a matter of fact, the criminal mentality tends to gravitate into positions of power because that means that they, you know, in government power in particular, because they figured it out a long time ago. Why should you fight the government when you can be the government?
Absolutely. What are you seeing in terms of the trending of criminality? Because one of the trends that's becoming very obvious to info warriors and all of us who fight for liberty is that in the last even just 5 years, there seems to be an acceleration of just the outright criminality, thuggishness of government, not just federal, but I mean at local levels, too. Look at California. Look at Chicago. Well, I guess Chicago's always been steeped in corruption and criminality. But is it really getting worse, in your opinion?
Well, yes, it is, because I think there's almost a mathematical relationship here. This is a social event happening, but I think there's a lot of mathematics in it, in the sense that the reason that all governments eventually evolve into criminal syndicates is because we give them power, and power is a magnet. Power is a magnet that attracts the criminal mentality, the predator class. And so the more power we give to government, the more inevitable it becomes that magnet gets stronger and it attracts more and more of the predator class. And finally, we just have basically a government that we thought was of the people gradually evolved into a criminal syndicate. So, yes, there's a mathematical relationship. The more power we give to government, the more we create a criminal environment.
Well, yeah, look at the UN, where you have total diplomatic immunity. So anywhere that you have total immunity, you get complete and utter corruption.
Of course.
Runaway criminality.
Yeah, that's it. So it, once people connect the dots and realize that there's a cause for this criminality, it's not just because, oh, it happened that way. There's a cause. It's that relationship between the power that we tolerate government having. In fact, we often become, when I say we, I mean the people in general, not you and me, of course, but in general, the population has been conditioned to think that no matter what problems we have in society, the solution is to give more power to the government. And so we create this environment. We are creating ourselves, creating this this magnet for the criminal class.
Well, what do you think about the gun confiscation issue? I don't know if you heard the last segment, but it's rising up again because of this UN treaty being negotiated that would potentially, and this was written up right in Forbes magazine, in fact, which typically doesn't reveal this much information about what's really going on, but it could potentially result in gun registration, confiscation of legal firearms, basically a total disarmament of the U.S. population. Of course, they deny that that's what the treaty would do, but if you read between the lines, that's what it actually could do. What are your thoughts on that issue, Ed Griffin?
Well, that pretty well summarizes it. They do deny it. They always deny the negative consequences of their programs. They like to talk about their other measures in glowing terms. I mean, this is they don't call it gun confiscation or gun control. You know, they call it a disarmament, reducing crime, and they like put things like, you know, crime reduction program, that kind of thing.
Well, of course, but of course, the greatest armed criminals, I should say, the most severe, the worst armed criminals are the government themselves. Just look at history. Look at democide figures of death by government. So what the mainstream people are missing is that it's not gun disarmament. It is a movement of all firearms out of the hands of law-abiding citizens into the hands of the most centralized, corrupt, power-hungry groups of all, which is government. That's the thing. That's the message that doesn't get through to people for some reason.
Yeah, because the media and the confiscators are always talking about criminals. They're always talking about taking guns away from criminals and, you know, reducing accidental deaths and injuries. That's the total focus. That's the limits of the debate. No one's allowed to discuss the real purpose of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was not added to the Constitution by our forefathers to protect the citizens against crime. It was added there for one purpose, and that's to protect them from totalitarian governments.
Yes, yes.
Their own governments. They were leery that their own government might someday become tyrannical, and so therefore they said the people must be armed so that the people will have the ultimate control over their own government. Well, who talks about that today?
Well, maybe we should support disarmament of the government. I mean, we should put, you know, hey, I'd feel a lot safer with firearms in the hands of sheriffs and sheriff's deputies all across the country and not in the hands of, let's say, some renegade ATF agents. Not that they're all bad, but there are a lot of renegade ATF agents out there. But how about this? Are you willing to take a call from a police officer who's on the line?
Why, sure.
All right, let's go to James in Tennessee, law enforcement. James, you're on the air here with Mike Adams and Ed Griffin. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. How are y'all doing today?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
Well, you made a statement earlier about the police officers not being bad, and I think that's pretty much common knowledge. There should be anyway, and Mr. Griffin knows that I haven't been in for a little while. I'm not as old as some of the guys that I work with. But most of your younger guys are the ones that are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan that are coming into police forces and sheriff's departments. You know, they have programmed these guys, and not all of them, but I've run into a few, and you know, I was saying that some people just can't be reached. they've effectively walled them off, and that will be one of the biggest threats that I see.
So what are you saying, that they come back with a mindset of just do anything and kill, and it's like they can't think for themselves? Or what exactly, how does that look to you when you see these guys?
Well, you know, it's really weird because, you know, being raised in a law enforcement / military family, so to speak, over the years, you see these guys and you think, you know, when I got into the business, it was God, family, country, or God, country, family, and that kind of thing. You wanted to do good by your fellow citizens and your brothers and sisters, and that seems to be missing. That seems to be the element that's missing is just a compassion. You know, they've been desensitized, I guess you might say, to killing.
Yeah,
no kill. And not that they're all running around saying that, but you can pick up on those little nuances when you get into certain situations. You know, they may be a little quicker to shoot than, you know, use the 40 cal on their hip instead of the taser. or something of that nature. I've seen it in different places, not just where I'm at, different places.
Good point, James. Thank you for your call. Ed, your comments on that caller.
Well, yes, that's been my observation, too. Of course, I was in the military. Fortunately, I was never called upon to go into actual combat, but I was kind of braced for it. And I can recall at the time that I had actually gone through basic training to condition my mind to follow orders, not to question anything. And, of course, that's necessary in any military. I realize that. But I was prepared that if somebody said, see that group over there, that's the enemy, go kill them. I was prepared to say, well, my officer said that's the enemy, and my orders are to go kill the enemy. That's the patriotic thing to do, because I'm fighting for my country and my family and everything. But I was prepared to actually do that. Of course, I didn't know nothing, as they say, at the time of what really was going on in the world. I was there because I was, you know, I love my country, and that was the patriotic thing to do. And but now, in retrospect, I'm a lot older, and I've seen that there are hidden agendas quite often behind wars, and even hidden agendas behind local police actions.
Sure.
There are sometimes hidden agendas down at the local police and sheriff level, too.
Well, Ed, let me ask you this question. What about the pharmaceutical influence on these young minds? Because this is the first generation of soldiers that is actually deployed with mandatory mind-altering drugs. And I know you're well-versed on big pharma and the cancer cover-ups, the cancer industry, corruption, things like that. Do you think that their minds are being rewired, literally, with the chemicals that they're now being given on deployment?
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. I think it's just an extension of the mind conditioning that was done through training. In the old days, it was just done through exposure, training, repetition, and mental programs, educational programs, whatever you want to call them. But now they've added the element of drugs themselves. And it's a frightening thing, because I know that most of these shootings that we find in schools, they're done by kids that have been given these
SSRIs and antidepressants.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all supposedly attention deficit disorder kids or something like that. And this just blows their minds. It pushes them over the edge into either suicidal or homicidal.
Well, it's not unusual today for a soldier to be on six different pharmaceuticals during active duty. And you notice sometimes when they go crazy and they kill a bunch of civilians out there in a local village, those people are almost always on psychotropic drugs, and usually sometimes half a dozen, like a chemical cocktail. But you got to think, maybe they come back and they are so detached that they can't even see what they're doing to their own brothers and sisters, their own neighbors in their own country anymore.
Right.
It's...
Yeah, that their mind, they're incapable of coming to judgment, independent judgments, and they've been trained to do that. They've been conditioned to do that. And I really fear those people, but I also feel sorry for them.
Sure.
Nevertheless, if they're ordered to come over and pick you and me up and throw us in the truck and take us out wherever we have to go and eliminate us, that's what they would do.
They would absolutely do that. Let's go to another caller who's on the line, and I'll ask for your comments, Ed. Tango from Georgia. U.S. Army is the designation I'm getting here. Tango, go ahead, please. You're on the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks for taking my call, first of all. One thing I did want to touch on real quick is sort of on subject. When you join any military service in this country, you take an oath, and it's an oath that I think these kids nowadays need to remember. You take an oath to protect the people of the United States and the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that's something that I take very seriously. When I was, first in, it really didn't hit me as hard as it did when I was out. I battled with depression for about a year once I got out from the withdrawal from the drugs you all were just talking about. I was suicidal for a long time. But I'm over that now, and I'm trying to get the word out there. I also worked for a security company just recently, and this is to touch on another subject about the TSA outsourcing to private security companies. That just happened to the company that I worked for. I just quit yesterday. I told my boss outright that it was against my moral compass to do such a thing.
Wow. You're rare then, because most people just go along with the tyranny.
Absolutely not. No, I'm over it, man. I'm ready to take up arms, to be honest with you. And I hope there are a lot of other ex-soldiers out there just like me who are ready to do the same and fight for this country and for the ideals that the Founding Fathers tried to instill. But, I mean, I've also been witness. I mean, I was stationed at Fort Benning. I've been witness to these drills that y'all are talking about, the weapons confiscation drills. I've been witness to the land seizure drills where the terrorists, the so-called terrorists, quote-unquote, are men dressed in overalls with John Deere hats.
Right, right. You've seen it firsthand. It's a lot of good information. Let me ask for Ed's comments on what you're just saying there.
Well, I haven't had that firsthand experience in the military, but I know it goes on. And yeah, so the impact is on the young soldier that's being recruited, and he's being told that he's serving his country by learning how to do these things. He's impressed by that. He gets a paycheck, and he does his job well. He gets a medal for his right on his chest.
All right, we got to go to break here. And
what else is there?
Stay with us, please. More continuing straight ahead on here on the Alex Jones Show with Ed Griffin and Pauls of military and law enforcement with knowledge of gun confiscation. Stay with us.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit hbextract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. 295-5305.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
If you're just joining us, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Thanks for continuing with us. We've got G. Edward Griffin on the line from RealityZone.com, one of the top freedom fighters and liberty advocates in our world today. We've had callers who are active duty law enforcement and military giving us information about gun confiscation. We've got other callers on the line, but I want to ask Ed this question. There's an event coming up August 18. It's called Lemonade Freedom Day 2012. This is brand new. I don't think anyone's covered this yet. The website is lemonadefreedom.com, and this is an attempt to show that selling lemonade from your lemonade stand should not be a crime, as it is being increasingly considered by law enforcement all across the country. Ed Griffin, your thoughts on lemonade freedom?
Well, I like the idea. I like the fact that there's enough indignation out there at the grassroots level for people to even consider that. But, you know, I have to say that putting yourself out there and saying, come arrest me for selling lemonade, as much as I admire that, I would like to think that people will put in an equal amount of effort and time and money to try and re-elect those stupid local politicians that pass ordinances like that and get to the root of the problem, which is not that the police are being told to go enforce stupid ordinances, but it's because stupid ordinances have been passed in the first place by collectivists who don't understand what America is all about. So I always try to go to the source of the problem, not the problem itself. And the source of the problem is that we're electing the wrong people.
I agree with you, completely agree. I'm trying to understand, what is the mindset of those who think gun confiscation from citizens is a great idea? Because let's face it, there's a significant percentage of the country that somehow believes that. What do they imagine, that when all the people are disarmed and only the government has all the guns, that they're going to be safer?
They actually do. I have some personal friends that I just think the world of them. They're very nice people, but that's their attitude. They think every time something happens, there's an accident, a little child gets killed by a gun accidentally, or some shooter goes into a school and kills a bunch of kids. They focus on that and say, look, you see, the problem there was guns. If those people didn't have guns, they think, but none of these crimes would take place. And they might be right that some crimes might not be committed if there were no guns out there, but there would be more crimes committed if there were no guns out there. I have a little slogan I've used for years. That, you know, guns are dangerous. People get killed with guns. You know, guns, there are accidents with guns. Guns are very dangerous. The only thing more dangerous than having guns is not having
guns. Well, and also I love how people who think we should all be disarmed, when they have a problem, when they have an intruder hiding in the bushes outside their house, what do? They pick up the phone to call men with guns to come solve their problem.
Yeah.
You know, I just say take out the middleman. Let's do it ourselves. We're here in Texas. We can defend our own homes against crazy people and looters. I mean, that's an American right.
Yeah, well, they like to paint people like you and me as some kind of wild killers under the
skin. Yahoos.
Just hardly wait to kill somebody, you know.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, I fired a lot of guns when I was in the military, a little practice since I came out, and they kind of jar me a little bit, but I think they're very important for every family to have. You know, just the great equalizer, as they say.
Well, yeah, this is what gives a 110-pound grandma the ability to stand her ground against a 250-pound thug who wants to steal her purse.
That's right.
It is a great equalizer. Well, Ed Griffin, I really appreciate you being on the show today. Ed Griffin from RealityZone.com. Check out his website, folks, to learn more about his philosophies and lots of information. Ed, great to have you on. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks a lot, Mike. Talk to you later.
Yeah, you bet.
Bye.
Great freedom champion right there, folks. There goes Ed Griffin. And we'll be back here on the Alex Jones Show. A lot more straight ahead, including an interview with a big pharma whistleblower in the next hour. But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.